Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And some of you may hear me a little hoarse, but however, this is just the season. But I am very happy to be here with you today because I have a very special guest. And this special guest is very close to my heart, and I have often referred to her in my previous shows. And she is my mom, and I have asked her to come on this show today because we are dealing with youth. We are listening at all these different reports, all these different things that keep on coming across on the news channels, the reports in our newspapers, and just every single day there's occurrences with children going through things that really they shouldn't be going through or situations that are affecting them. And really, bottom line, it comes down to oftentimes the people in their lives, the parents. And my mom and I have grown together despite challenges and despite the generational constraints that there are. So I asked her this morning and I said, Mom, why don't you come on this radio show and share with us your insight. Share with us what it is that you see from being a person that has transgressed through time. She has, you know, you have gone from one generation to the next, and you have also lived with me where my whole purpose is to help youth. My mom's purpose was always to take care of her kids and to give them the best of possibilities, and we have nonetheless still encountered difficulties and challenges, and I do agree with so much of what my mom says that I said, well, why don't you come on the phone and then come on the show and share with the audience what it is that you know. So at this time, I'd like to introduce you to Solange Bueno, who is my mom, and she is standing by. So are you on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you and welcome. Welcome for coming on the show. And I want to say, number one, that I do love you and that I thank you, because if it weren't for you and for your work and for all of your sacrifice and your effort, I wouldn't be able to stand here and feel that I have the power and the possibility to make a difference in people's lives. And despite the challenges, I do listen to you, and I believe that we need to listen from people who have more experience. And that, you know, really, I think that when people have God in their hearts and they want to make a difference, you know, they have a message, and we need to be able to listen to that. So thank you. Now, let's start. What I'd like to share is, what can you say about, you know, you came from a different country and you came to America. What was your belief about bringing your kids to a different country, number one?
Well, when I came to this country almost 40 years ago, I thought that the big idea for me was to change their life, to give them the opportunity to be different, to grow up in a society where they have the opportunity to be different as a persons or as a children, and that was the idea. But since I have living here for almost 40 years, I have noticed that that change was something that whatever is happening right now, and if I remember what happened almost 40 years ago, I see the differences, and I can see that this at this moment I feel like it's very difficult to be in this country for kids. For my children, was a good time because they grew up, and I was able to take care of them without be so afraid as I am right now with my grandchildren. With my grandchildren right now, I feel like I have to take care of them every single moment, because I see that outside of the door, sometimes in the same house, we can find somebody that want to hurt them, and I feel like I have to take care. And almost 40 years ago, it was different. I trust in the people. I trust in the people that was at the schools and was in the streets more than now. And that's the big difference. My children grew up, and they have done a good job But by right now, with my grandchildren, I am very afraid.
And what would you say as a grandmother now, being in this 21st century, 2009, seeing what's taking place outside, what can you suggest as solutions, or what can you, what information can you share? What I would say, suggestions and advice would you give to parents about their kids right now?
Well, I can say that if mother and father had their parents, the grandparents can help they to grow up their children. Because grandparents have a lot of experiences, and they can teach the little kids for new ideas or wherever that they're around the kids. It's very important that somebody that know enough whatever is happening, teach them the good way. Because most of the times what the children learn is the fast way and the wrong way. But there are different ways that we need to teach the little kids. And we have to be there to teach them, to show them exactly what is the best thing for them. And I believe that the grandparents can help at any moment. At any moment, especially at this moment in time when life is so hard, so difficult for kids, when there is so many things that they are learning that are very difficult, it's not easy for them, and they need somebody to be there, and who can do the best job more than the grandparents.
You share with me earlier before the call that one of the differences that you saw between different generations, because often it's always me asking you about, okay, this is where I am, and these are the situations that I face. And now as a mother, this is the situation that I face with my son. And then you always say, yes, Sandra, but still, this is what your son needs to learn. And it has been an ongoing lesson for myself, being able to recognize that, yes, there is tradition. There are some things that there are no shortcuts to success. There are no shortcuts to development. And what we don't often see is that when we're young and we have young kids, we don't realize that when they get to be 18, when they turn 20, these are kids who are now young adults having to live in a real world. And today we're seeing how these children are unable to cope because they were not taught. You mentioned there was a difference. You recall you said to me that a grandparent or an older person can help the child learn about tradition. And without that parent there or that grandparent, the children learn something different.
Well, yes, I told you about traditions, that it's very important for the new generations to learn about our lives in the past. Because I remember when I grew up, I remember that one of the first things that my mother or any person in my family taught me was about God. And God, the person I learned in that moment, little by little until I grew up older, that the person that doesn't have God doesn't have life. It's very, and God is a tradition from every generation. And these kids that grow up without God, they finish destroyed because they don't know exactly the difference between good and bad. And God is good and evil is bad. And that's why we have to teach our kids about God. Whatever they teach us, the Bible, church, whatever we can find about God, is very important for the kids to learn. The traditions to pray, to listen, to go to the church every Sunday, that is a tradition for me. It's not only a tradition about food or about different things. My tradition is about God. And that's very important for me. And I start trying for my kids, my daughters and my son to understand that God is important in the kids' life. And I push them every time about God.
Well, I would tell you that in my life, I always knew God, and I always felt that God was watching over me. And even in moments when I was doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, I always remember that I knew that God was there. And I always credit you with the person that brought God into my life. And I credit you for God taking care of me and helping me, because it wasn't through my own prayer or through my own following Him. It was more through what you did, interceding throughout my entire life, because God knows I've been, you know, to so many different places, and there were so many areas or times when I could have gotten hurt and I could have gone down a wrong path, and somehow He was always there. So, you know, to this date, I know it, to the listening audience, it's quite unique, because my mom and I still have discussions, because she doesn't believe that my faith is the same, or it's all the way that I really know God. But I will say that yes, I mean, I feel that this is so important when parents encourage their children, because this is a way through which our children can learn about tradition. They can learn about respect for their parents, respect for their bodies, respect for their beliefs, their values, you know, to follow a system, to follow a structure. And as I grow older, I realize that, yes, this is life in the making. And by the time most people realize it, it's too late. You know, so right now, where we're faced with the crisis that children are going through, parents need to get on board and realize that, look, we need to equip our kids with these tools and these skills and the insight and the wisdom to realize that they have options, and that they have solutions, and that they have faith, and that there is a God to help them. Now, what else would you share as to what are some areas that you find that are missing right now in the lives of children that you feel are needed for them so that they can thrive?
Kids, little kids, 1, 2, 3 years old, need that their parents be more aware of what happened around them. And not only what happened, but be aware of that the little ones learn in a very easy way. They can learn playing every single day, whatever, 5 minutes that the mother and the father use with for their children to learn is wonderful, because they remember. They can learn to read, to write, to do many things if they play with the kids. And it's very important for parents to be with their kids the most time of the day, maybe if not every single day, all day long, at least 1, 2, 3 hours or 10 or 20 minutes daily is very important, because the kids, they learn every single moment in their lives. At the beginning, when they don't have any worries, when they don't know nothing about, their mind are ready for learn. And it's very important that parents be within at least 10 or 20 minutes daily.
And how would you say, for a parent who is not home or who is very busy, how can they balance their life? How can they balance their life so they can spend time with their child?
They have to look for a moment for the kids. And if they have a structure in their life, they can put their kids between those plans that they have. Those plans that they use every single day, they can introduce their kids in that plans, and they can work with their kids every single day. It's very important. If the kids don't have their parents every single day teaching them something different, their kids is going to lose the interest in their parents. And when they grow up, they are 14 or 12 years old, there is a big difference between 6 years and 12 years. And between that moment, between 6 and 12, it occurs, and the change that make them to grow up mentally is going to be disrupted by the way they teach. And if nobody teach them, they're going to do whatever they want to do when they be 12. That's the reason it's very important that the parents be there for them every single day. If they are working very hard, the parents work every single day, and they don't have time, at least trying to spend 10, 20 minutes with their children every single day. It's very important. It's very important.
Something that you've always said to me was about being consistent and also following through. You've always said to me, Sandra, you need to follow through. If you promise your son something, if you say you're going to do something, if you say you're going to be there on time, be there. And I cannot stay here. I cannot stand here and say that I have honored that, because I have always, most of the time, I always shortchanged my son because you were there, because you were helping me, and I always knew that. And I was always working on what I needed to create. And, you know, we've been in the same space. So my son hasn't had to struggle, but I have noticed, I did witness him and his disappointments and in his feelings of sadness. And all throughout, you've always said to me, Sandra, be careful, because you're going to lose your son. One day he's not going to pay attention. One day he's not going to ask you anymore that he wants to play. One day he's not going to ask you to come back. And I saw that recently, less than like 5 days ago, when he actually walked away. And I wasn't expecting him to walk away, and he walked away because I had failed. I had told him that I would make it up to him, and I had also forgotten that. I had not paid attention to what I had said. And he basically walked away from me, and he went and said goodnight to you, and then he went and went to go to bed with Grandpa. And when I went to him, immediately he saw me, and he started crying, and he said to me, "You failed me, Ma." He goes, "You lied. You said you were going to do this and you didn't." And when that happened that day, I felt so much of, you know, like all of a sudden, like the world comes to you. And from that day on, that happened last week, last Thursday, from that day on, I have made it a priority to pay attention to him, to be with him and to share with him. And it's so funny because now he has me now for the past 5 days playing Monopoly every day. And that's why I'm playing Monopoly with him, because it's about me engaging with him. And there comes a time where you have to realize if you don't change your ways, things are going to change, and you can't take back time, not when it comes to children. And you've always said that to me.
Yes, I know that. I remember, last night you told me about a bond that Ulysses has to be with you and when you were reading. And I said to you, no, the bond is supposed to be done already. It's a bond between you and him that help him to be next to you and to love you. That is different whatever happened to you right now. I have told you many times, Sandra, pay attention to Ulysses. Pay attention. Don't let him waiting. Don't let him to wait too much for you, because they get tired. Little by little, they're going they understand exactly what is happening. And at the end, they said, my mother doesn't love me because she never pay attention to me. For her, it's another things are important than me. And he lost the importance from you to him is going to be lost for the rest of the life. And that is
so important, because so many people, you know, that I speak with and in the classes that I do, etc. Everyone always stands up and says, you know what, I don't have a relationship with my parents, or I don't have a relationship with my mother, or
that's
I was never loved.
That's the reason. It's a very simple thing that makes a child lose the trust in their parents. And after whatever we trust, we lose that, we never again regain that trust. And this is hard, because that makes us to feel very pain in our hearts, because we're always going to say, my mother doesn't love me. My mother, I don't care. My mother doesn't care about me. And they don't see that. It's not, for them, it's not important you give him a food or buy a clothes or give a toy. The most important for a kid is that if, as a mother, a person give them the attention and their love every single moment. Every single moment. When the kid says, mommy, I have hungry, and the mommy is busy, she has to listen to that kid and get up from whatever she's doing and go and attend the kid. Because if not, in time, that kid is going to say, I don't care. She doesn't care about me. What can I do? She doesn't love me. And that little kid believes that the mother doesn't love him or don't love him.
And you know what? That's something that I realized the other day. I had Jim Flood on the show, and when he suggested something, he says, getting back to the dinner table, getting back to basics. And I feel that what's taking place now in society, what's taking place out now with President-elect Obama and his wife and his daughters and even a grandma coming in to live with them just to help them with raising the children, I think that that is going to create a new awareness for the roles of grandparents and the roles of mothers. You know, for example, I've always felt that, I mean, that God has gifted us with the ability to have, between you and I, a relationship where we are still talking, where we love each other, where we can still, you know, be with each other, because through communication, there are situations where all of a sudden you can destroy a relationship because something is said or it's not said right or it's misunderstood. And I have always worked hard, and this is what I will tell the audience, that personal development has allowed me, and also my faith and my desire to do good has allowed me to understand that part of my growing up has been to understand and learn how to deal with my own emotions and how to deal with vision and how to be able to take a situation and understand the best meaning. Rather than taking a disempowering meaning, take an empowering meaning. So a lot of the times when you and I have been together, you know, it has been a moment where I've had to say, okay, how can I change this around? How can I understand what she means? I know she loves me, so I know she wants to do the best for me, and I know this is what she's trying to say to me. And even with Ulysses, I know, you know, I try to listen to the, okay, what is the suggestion? What is the lesson here? How can I support him? And you've always taught me, you know, look out for how will that serve your son? How will that serve them? And that is something that for me has been a learning lesson, because from the beginning when I had my son as a single parent, I didn't question that I wouldn't have you and my dad in my life. I didn't question it, and that comes from the fact that we have a background, a Latin background. To me, it was never a thought that you would not accept me or that you would not accept my child. And I always felt that, you know, this is my child, and I'm going to bring him as a new member of the family. And the fact was that, yes, you and Grandpa took, you know, opened up the doors and opened up your heart, and your life's transformed because all of a sudden you were able to enjoy having a grandchild and seeing him grow, but also teaching him. And my son wouldn't be who he is if he wouldn't have the lessons that you've taught him. I mean, I went to the military to learn about discipline, because even still with you, I hadn't yet learned. And I went at the age of 35 to the military so I could learn discipline, and so that I could learn commitment, and so that I could learn about tradition, so that I could teach my son. And I was able to go because you said, I will take care of your son while you are gone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's always been a continuous relationship, and there will always be one. And I think that that's what's going to happen now, where people start realizing that just because you're an adult or just because you are an older person, it doesn't mean that, you know, you don't have value or that you don't have something, a responsibility or something worthwhile to give and to provide. You know, people don't stop living just because of an age or because they move. And I think it's so important that families realize that a family is not just the father and the mother and the children, but it's also the father, the grandmother, the grandfather, and everyone, and kids need that. They need to have both the parents and then the grandparents. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, the union and the family is very important. Grandparents, grandmother and grandfather are very important to be in the family. That's the reason that in this country, there is not a union. They are in homes for all elder people, and they die over there by themselves. And they family lose the teachings that these poor grandparents can teach the new family, the new generations. It's very important that the families be united in as a group of people to learn about life, because life is not coming today, is not begin today. Life become years and years and years and years ago, and those traditions is coming from there to today. And today is very important as it was yesterday. Today's children need to learn about traditions that grandparents can teach, that grand-aunts and grand-cousins or whatever in the family can teach, because each one has experiences that can be poor inside in the minds of these little kids. And that makes the unity of the family. The unity of the family is very important. Young couples that don't care about their parents, they get the opportunity to grow the family without traditions that are very important for them to continue. That's what I see.
See, I think you're very precise in that, because I will tell you that tradition is something that's done, you know, over time and generations, and it's done with a structure. And when you look at this generation, okay, the generation of my time, those the people who were born in the late 60s and the 70s and who now have children, this is a new generation. And this generation has been about finding out who am I? You know, who am I? Where do I belong? What am I supposed to be doing? And now we're finding ourselves in 2009 looking at the results of living life where we were just worried about us. We were worried about, where am I going? How am I going to do? Where do I need to be? What are my dreams like? And through that, all of a sudden, we found ourselves with kids while we're not yet, like, fully developed and dealing with responsibilities where now they are more of a constraint rather than a privilege. And I will tell you, on my own, when I had Ulysses, when I had my son, or right before I had him, you said to me, Sandra, you have no idea how much your life is going to change. And I remember those words were there because I actually kept on repeating them in my head. And I go, okay, this is what my mom is saying. My life is going to change. And I said, of course it's going to change. I'm going to have to do this and this and that. And you said to me, you have no idea. And it was so right, because even though I thought I knew when I answered you and I said I knew that it would change, I didn't know until I started living the change. And the change was the one that made me recognize that I needed to be more, that I needed to learn more, that I needed to sacrifice for my son, that I needed to become the woman I've always wanted to become in order to be a provider, in order to be a role model, you know, and that I needed to do things that I wouldn't have done for myself before. You know, all of a sudden life just took on such a different meaning. And I think that's the difficulty of our generation, because when we speak to an older generation, you know, our parents, we say, well, you belong to another generation. You belong to another era. You know, you belong to the 1900s. You don't belong to the 21st century. So it's difficult to say, you know, you weren't even, when you were growing up, you didn't have a computer. You didn't have an iPod. You didn't have a BlackBerry. And now where
what
we
I,
are.
Sandra, what I see right now at this moment about whatever is going in the world, computers and new technology, I know that it's a big change. But we are humans. We never change. We are the same. We are the same, Sandra. We never change. We change if we learn something different. But the essence of the human being is the same as the one when the first baby born in this world. It's the same. Our minds have expanded their knowledge, but we continue as a human being the same. We need to learn that what we are supposed to do is be better every single day, trying to learn the best for us, to live a life in peace. Because that is the main reason for our life, peace. We can have all the technology, all the money around the world, but and be a miserable person. We can't.
Well,
that's the reason. Still, you have to wait for more change in your life, Sandra, and you have to learn more. When he be 14, when he be 12, when he be 19, life for you are going to be more different, and you're going to feel different as you feel right now. Then you have to learn more about humans and the way that growing up, because it's not to learn how to use the computer. You can learn, and people has going to the moon, and they are learning to go into the moon and you know, trust to be there and believe there. But we need to learn every single day something new. But life is the same that was long time ago and today. We need to find peace, and peace is the only thing that give us life, a real life, peace in ourselves, peace in our souls, because we are not bones and flesh. We are spirits, and we need to find that peace wherever happen. We need that peace. And it's the only way that we can be, you know, be alive, if we have peace. Because if not, our life become something very difficult.
That's yes. Well, I'm very happy that we were able to come here and share, you know, share some of the views and share some of the bridge. And we're also doing a book that we're putting together, Ma. And this is conversations from a grandma, or the learning lessons of life. And this is something that's going to be available in just a few months, upcoming months. But I look forward to working with you on this, collaborating, because I know that there are so many people out there, so many parents that are, you know, at the end of their rope, and so many parents that say, kids don't come with instructions, and how am I supposed to cope? How am I supposed to work with them? How can I deal with them? And I know that practical measures and, you know, just look, being realistic and knowing how to have discipline and knowing how to bring virtue and you know, and morals and ethics and order. And like you said, peace and also stability. I know those are lessons that you not only believe in, that you also live, and that you have shared with me and have taught me, and in the process have taught Ulysses as well. So definitely look forward to that. And I thank you. I thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to being able to work with you also for the Spanish-speaking audience, as we are going to be also replicating the show in Spanish. And I look forward to working with you in the future to make a difference for kids.
Okay, well, I appreciate that you call me, and I would like to do something that I can help with. I can help anyone, you know. For me, it's very important to try to help someone that needs me, and I can help that person. Will be very happy for me.
See, when you took your early childhood education degree, you thought you were just doing it for my son only.
Well, yes, I have looking for to teach someone the way that I know that I have to teach. But until now, I don't have anyone. But anyway, maybe in the future, God is going to let me know who are the person that I need to teach, and he's going to put it in my way.
Well, I think he already put you in the voice, and this is for the audience. Still, she doesn't recognize that I've been there and my son has been there, but that's still part of our own issue. So anyhow, I will see you again, Mom, and then for Power to Be You and Rise to Win, it has been a pleasure. And tune in tomorrow and the upcoming week. I have phenomenal guests, people who truly are stepping up, making a difference, and paving the way for change, because change begins at the home, it begins with the heart, it begins with where we are now, and it begins today. Sandra Bueno signing out.
Okay, bye.